Title of the message the Lord had inspired me with and put on my heart is to empty your cup. It's on the subject of listening. It's really dovetails with what Sister Tammy testified about Wednesday night. Brother Randy taught this morning, kind of taking a step back from what we had in Sunday school this morning. Like to begin in the book of Proverbs chapter 1, beginning with verse 8. Said, a wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel. And then moving down to verse 8, it says, my son, hear the instruction of thy father and forsake not the law of thy mother. Now the word here in Proverbs says hear. A wise man will hear. But if you examine the Hebrew word, it would probably be better even translated listen. Because there is a difference between hearing and listening. Hearing is an act of perceiving sound. In other words, when you hear something, it means those sound waves have come and vibrated your eardrum and you heard. To listen, on the other hand, means to give attention to something. It means to, for the purpose of listening is to gain understanding. That's the purpose of listening. Some of you may be hearing my voice. All of you here, you are hearing my voice, but you might not be listening. In other words, if you're hearing, you hear the noise is there. There's sound there. And yet, if your mind is thinking about what you're going to do or what you're going to have for lunch, you're probably not really listening. And so, listening is the act of hearing a sound and understanding what you hear, or attempting to understand. Listening requires concentration. Now, we're going to cover a few different areas of listening this morning. And so I think hopefully, Lord willing, there'll be something for all of us to take home. Listening requires concentration to that. Have y'all ever checked out when a message was being preached? Is that a fair question? I'll answer it. I have. All right, there's two of us. I have before. And then you have to bring your mind back in, right? It's an act of deliberation. You deliberately say, I've got to focus my mind and I've got to listen. Now I know I've been hearing, but I've got to listen. And so it's a decision that's made, to allow your brain to process what you're actually hearing and make sense of the words and sentences. Hearing simply happens, right? Hearing happens. Whereas listening comes by observing, not just hearing the words, but also observing people's behavior, how they say something. You know, that's one of the problems with texting. Do you know you can read a text a whole lot of different ways, can't you? Or an email, something written, you can read it with a soft, gentle, kind, merciful, considerate way. Or you can read it with this kind of this snide, harsh, demanding. It kind of depends on more your mood as the reader than it does the mood of the sender. Do you think there's a lesson for us to learn there for those that are listening this morning? Listening can build better relationships with others. Hearing can't do that. Okay? Hearing does not build relationships. It takes listening. I read a quote from someone written recently, and I really struck with this. They said, you cannot listen when you cannot hear. What does that teach us this morning? You can't listen when you cannot hear. If you walk away from relationships and you walk away from God, you're not even a place to hear. And if you can't hear, you're sure not going to be listening. That's the problem with building walls between us and God. That's the problem with putting distance between us and God, because the further we walk away from God, the more rebellious we get, the further we get from the voice of God, we're not even hearing God anymore. That's why there is no better place than for rebellious, unsaved people and hypocrites. I would rather be them be in the chapel than anywhere else this morning. Because at least they can hear, and then there's the possibility of them listening. But if they don't even come to hear the gospel preached, and they don't even want to get close to the voice of God, how can they listen if they won't even hear, if they can't hear? A wise man will hear, the scripture says, or better translated, will listen. A wise man will listen and will increase learning. I would this morning, by the help of the Lord, that we have make a conscious decision today that we want to learn more about God and learn more about people we live with and learn more about those that are in our sphere of influence. And for us to learn more, we are going to have to learn. You notice I said learn? We're going to have to learn to listen. Some people just don't like to listen. Have you discovered that? Recently there was someone that was talking and it was pretty much a one-sided conversation. And anytime someone would start to say something, they would just override it and talk. And I thought, I'm going to see what's going to happen. Maybe you'd say that wasn't real charitable. But I thought, so when I had an opportunity, I started to say something and I didn't stop when they interrupted me. I just kept talking. I wasn't interrupting them. And they interrupted and kept talking until we were both just talking. And I thought, that's interesting. So I stopped talking. Do you know that relationships are going to be built with stronger relationships will come by learning to listen? And if you happen to be someone that does most, if not all, of the talking, it's time to get quiet and time to start putting forth an effort to listen. I want to hear. And the scripture says, and we won't take the time to read all the scripture this morning, there's a scripture in the book of Ecclesiastes that said, be ready, more ready to listen than to, in essence, open your mouth when you come into the presence of God. When you come into the sanctuary, be more ready to listen. In other words, we all are to contribute in our worship services, but I'm thinking beyond just opening up our mouth. I'm thinking about when we come into the presence of the Lord, whether it be when a message is going forward or in your private devotions, when the Lord is wanting to talk. Do you know we can shut the Lord up? We can shut the Spirit of the Lord up when we say, yes, I know. I know that. Because we're not listening then. Everything the Lord tries to talk, yes, I know. I know. Well, I'd like to tell you a story this morning. I said, empty your cup. And I told this a few years ago, I believe, to the children here. But there was a psychologist that was sharing a story with some folks, and he was talking about a Taoist that taught martial arts. He was a master. He was an expert in the martial arts. And there was a student that came to learn, and so the master invited his student to sit down and have some tea. And as they were sitting there, the master started to converse with this eager young student. And every time the master started to explain a point, the student would interrupt and say, oh, I know that. I do this when that happens. And, oh, I don't have that problem because in everything the master would try to start teaching him, the student always had something to say. Always had a response. Yes, I do that. And pretty soon, the master just stopped talking. He picked up the teacup and he began pouring tea into the student's cup. And as the cup filled up, he continued pouring until it overflowed and was just spilling out. Pretty soon the student said, stop, it's enough, my cup is full. Old master smiled and said, yes. He said, indeed, your cup is full. He said, and therefore I can teach you nothing until you empty your cup. Do you get the point? Sometimes our cup is so full We're always ready with an answer. And we don't have any room to listen and to learn. Well, I'd like to speak just a little bit about our relationship with the Lord this morning and the value of listening in our relationship with others. We're too often full of our own thoughts, our own opinions, our own judgments, our own prejudices, our own philosophies, our own perceptions, our own ways. And, you know, we all have those things to a degree. We do. But until we empty our cup and give room for the Lord to speak to us and we have a desire to learn, we're going to stay full of who we are and we're going to stay full of our ways. We can come to service and the Lord can deal with us and He can talk to us and the Word of God might go forth and we can be sitting there and all the time we're saying, I know that. And we allow what we think we know to subdue the Spirit of the Lord wanting to get down to right where we're living to bring us to a point of action like we heard in Sunday school this morning. So, it means we need to empty our cups this morning. Well, I've been around the church for all my whole life. I know that. Y'all ever met a know-it-all? I know that. And then you look at their life and it's like, well, I thought you knew. Somewhere their cup got too full. And that means all of us need to be really careful that we empty our cup with the Lord and say, Lord, I'm willing and ready to listen to what you have to say without just, yes, I know, but, or yes, I understand that. I got all that. I understand all about living for the Lord. I understand forgiveness. I understand all that. Well, how are we doing? I understand about modesty. Yeah, I know what the Bible, but are we really listening? Are we really allowing the Spirit of God to come and deal with us on a personal level? Or are we hushing the Spirit up because our cup is full? Understanding does not always bring forth spirituality. And understanding does not always bring about strong marriages. It has to do with what you do with it. But it's going to take understanding to have a strong relationship. It will take understanding to draw closer to God. In other words, listening is not going to answer every problem. Okay, that's the point. But if you don't listen, you can be guaranteed you won't have a strong relationship. Because it takes understanding to grow in our relationship with God and to for parents and children to have stronger relationships, husbands and wives to have stronger relationships, it's going to take listening for the purpose of understanding what the other person is trying to communicate. I think in today's world, we spend very little time listening because we're all so busy. How much time are we taking to listen to God? We are so busy and so full. And I think the Lord would like us to empty our cups. Now, I don't encourage any husband or wife to go home or child with your parent to go home and say, honey, you empty your cup. I'd like you to listen to me. See, that's not the answer. The answer is that I need to empty my cup. And children, you need to take what you hear your parents say. You need to empty your cup and start listening. All right? When the Lord talks to us, we want to have that approach to listen, to learn. Listening can help ensure understanding. It can help solve problems. It can help resolve conflicts. But if two people are talking, who's listening? Have you ever been there? Or maybe been in a place that it's easier to talk about observing it, but I dare say most of us have been there. When you've been hearing someone talk and you were being polite and weren't interrupting, but all the time your mind was preparing your response. You were just getting ready when there was a pause and it was your turn. You were getting ready and then you could express yourself. Is that listening? That's not listening. That's not taking time for the purpose of, I really want to understand what is the other person trying to communicate to me. Now the scripture over in Psalms 46:10, he said, be still and what? Know that I'm God. Why do we have to be still to know that he's God? It's because we can start hearing him and we're listening for him. When we get still and we can begin to tune out the noise of the cares of life. Do you know prayer? We talk about prayer being communication with God, right? But do you realize that prayer a lot of times for a lot of people turns into us expressing ourselves to God and not giving quiet time for the Lord just to talk to us? I wonder sometimes if we would be better off spiritually to not be the one doing so much talking and say for prayer this morning, I'm not going to say anything. What do you think would happen if we did that this week? I'll tell you what will happen if you haven't done that very often. Everything else is going to be pouring in your minds. Isn't it? Isn't that what happens a lot of times when you just try to get quiet and you have, well, I've got to do this and I've got to do that and I have this thing I'm going to have to. That's why sometimes it takes time to listen. It takes time to get those things quiet. I would like to encourage us this week to empty our cup with the Lord and say, Lord, is there something you, because it seems like a lot of times our prayers are trying to direct God's, what God's going to say to us. Lord, I need you to do this and do this and Lord, help me with this, as opposed to saying, Lord, do you have something you'd like to tell me today? I'm going to get quiet. What would you think if we just said for the next 20 minutes, let's just sit quietly and let God talk to us? You're already starting to get nervous. It hasn't even been a minute. So, okay, it's time to, but you know, on a personal level, sometimes I really believe the Lord wants to talk to the saints. But we're going to have to empty our cup and give God time. Sister Tammy brought this out Wednesday. And I'm not going to turn and read it this morning. But do you remember when Elijah was in the cave and the fire, the Lord, it said, passed by and there was a great wind. And then there was an earthquake, and then there was a fire, and it said the Lord was not in the fire. But the Lord passed by and caused the wind. The Lord caused the earthquake. The Lord caused the fire. I heard the Lord. But to listen, it took the still small voice. It took getting quiet until all of the big things had settled down. And then the Lord began to speak in a still small voice, and it said when Elijah heard it, he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the cave, and behold, there came a voice unto him and said, what doest thou here, Elijah? And then the Lord began to speak to him. Lord, help us to learn to speak less and pray more. And I believe that our experiences would be greater with the Lord. Remember Samuel when the Lord was calling his name? He was all, where's this coming from? And finally he got to the place after Eli gave him some counsel and he said, speak Lord, for thy servant heareth. In other words, let's translate it, listens. Speak Lord, I'm listening now. I am in a place and in a condition that I'm going to empty my cup. And I'm going to tune in to what you have to say to me. Sometimes we allow our opinions and emotions and thoughts to drown out the word of the Lord. Well, I think this. What do you think God wants? And we say, well, I think or I want. Do you know what our thoughts and opinions and things, perceptions, that's not where the power is? Hear the word of the Lord. Listen to the word of the Lord. Can these dead bones live? Can these dry, dead bones, can they walk? When the prophet began to prophesy in Ezekiel, he started by, hear the word of the Lord. And we find that it brought life to what was dead. If we will begin to empty our cup and listen, Lord, what do you have to say to me? Without defense, without, yeah, I know. I believe the Lord has some things to talk to us about. But over in Ezekiel, it says, the word of the Lord came to me saying, Son of man, thou dwellest in the midst of a rebellious house, which have eyes to see and see not. They have ears to hear and they hear not, for they are a rebellious house. What it teaches us is that listening is a choice. They have eyes to see and they're not seeing. They have ears to hear and they're not listening. Because they're rebellious, they don't want to hear. Until we have a desire to hear and listen to the word of the Lord, many times we're not going to hear it. You say, well, the Lord hasn't convicted me of that. Well, have you opened up your heart and said, Lord, what do you think about it? Lord, what do you want me to do? And, you know, you all have heard my story, and this is about with the eyes. When I first moved here out on 60, or Campbell, going out towards Nixa, speed limit's 55, 60, 65 maybe. And there's stoplights along there. So you're always faced with a decision when the lights, when it turns yellow, do I slam on my brakes or do I push on the gas? And I remember when we first moved here, actually before we moved, I was driving down there and it was, I should have slammed on my brakes, but instead I didn't and I literally closed my eyes going through the light. I never saw it red. Did that make me innocent? I had eyes to see, but I closed them. We can do that with our ears too. So let's move on. We have a little bit of time. Let's think about our relationships with each other. Listen. James 1:19 says, wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be what? Swift to hear. I looked up the Greek. It would be probably better translated, swift to listen, all right? Because that word hearing in the Greek literally meant, it means for the purpose of understanding. So let every man be swift to listen, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Now, first things first, primarily he's speaking about we need to listen to God. Rather than just saying, well, this is what I'm going to do, or this is my doctrinal belief, or this is what, it's we need to listen in what the Word of God says. Lord, what do you say? But it also applies to us in our relationships with one another. Too often, people make judgments before they have listened to the whole story. We're too quick sometimes to make judgments. And it's easy to make assumptions about things. Has it ever worked when two people, and I know I gave the example at the beginning of the message, when two people are talking at the same time, does that ever really bring something strong out of that? It doesn't, because people aren't listening. I want to challenge families this morning. Parents, now first of all, I guess I need to say to the children, children, you need to listen to your parents. If they tell you to do something or ask something of you, you need to not just hear them. You need to listen for the purpose of understanding. There is also a place that sometimes as parents, we can make judgments a little bit too quickly too. And it pays to sit down and really try to understand. I'm not talking about taking a three-year-old and trying to reason with a three-year-old. That is not, I am not endorsing that philosophy. That's a worldly, unscriptural philosophy. All right? I'm just going to reason everything. And you have this almost like a child is on the level with their parent. Children, you are not on the level of your parent. And you said, well, you said it. Well, you're not dad and mom. You don't talk to your parents like you're an adult. You are a child. You are to show deference to them and respect, and you are to listen to them. But there is a place that, especially as children begin to get older, sometimes they have not developed and know how to express themselves properly in what they are trying to communicate. Which means it takes sitting down and really looking beyond the words and trying to understand what are they trying to communicate. Not that you have to agree, but to understand them to be able to more effectively reach them. What are they trying to communicate? What are they trying to say? And sometimes it takes emptying our cup with each other to be able to understand their purpose and what they want to communicate. There is a place with one another that we need to listen again to understand. Marriages, are you listening to understand or listening to try to have a response? Listening takes time. It takes effort. It takes humility. Do you know that? It takes humility to listen sometimes. It takes humility to really to try to empty your cup of these are my perceptions and this is what I think and this is an injustice and that's not fair and this is, and it takes humility to empty our cup and say, you know what, I want to listen to what you have to say. What are you trying to communicate? And listening not only to the words, but to the feelings and trying to get beyond the words. Now, this brings us to another point that I think we need to be careful of. Words do have meaning. Parents, husbands, wives, children, words have meaning. And when you say something, if someone took your words and accepted the words that you said, is that really what you're trying to communicate? So that means that we need to also listen to ourselves, right? We need to listen to God. We need to listen to others and really try to understand what they're saying. And we also need to listen to ourselves. Because sometimes I've, on more than one occasion, I was almost convinced that if someone heard what they were saying, they wouldn't believe it themselves. So, we need to listen to ourselves sometimes and just stop and listen to what I just said. And how can I expect someone else to understand me? How can I expect someone else to understand what I'm trying to communicate when I stop and I listen to what I just said and I wouldn't believe those words either? Do you realize we need to empty our cups and we need to listen to ourselves? What am I communicating? Am I listening for the purpose of building a strong relationships? Because a lot of problems exist in homes because people don't stop and listen to their companion, or they don't stop and listen to themselves. Sometimes I think if people could just hear themselves, they would say, oh no, that's not what I'm saying. But do you know what the person listening to you is thinking? That's what you just said. You just said that. I have a little advice to give to all of you that are married. If something is repeated back to you that you just said, don't get the other person in trouble for repeating your own words back to you. Those are your words. And if you think, well, that is, so what you do in those times then is if you don't agree with it either, don't get them in trouble. Say, you know what? That's really not what I was trying to communicate. I'm sorry. That's not what I meant. But that takes listening to perceive those things. You know what I'm saying? And I know every marriage couple here knows what I'm talking about. I think. And everybody's afraid to nod their head. Thank you, I got one. But it's important to listen for the purpose of understanding. And the words that we say have meaning, and we can't expect our words, when they come back to us, if we hear our own words, to try to think the other person has done something wrong, all right? To think the other person has done, we need to listen to ourselves and we need to backtrack, which means there has to be a whole lot of forgiveness when you really start listening to people, right? There has to be room for forgiving one another and giving one another a place to step back and say, you know what? As I listen to those words back or I listen to myself here, that's really not what I was wanting to communicate. So listening would solve a lot of issues if we would listen for meaning. And if everybody's talking, no one's listening. So are there areas this morning, and no one has to put their hand in the air, but are there areas, relationships with God or with one another that we could empty our cup? I'm so wrapped up in what I think. This is what I think, that we fail to listen. Do you know some of the problems in our country could be resolved if people would listen? But do you know what's ironic about the problems in our country right now? You know what's ironic about it? Some of the people that are shouting the loudest, listen to us, they're not listening to anybody else. In other words, I just want you to listen to me. But they're not willing to be quiet and listen to how someone else sees something. As children of God, folks, it's going to take both. It's going to take learning to communicate by speaking and meaning what we say and saying what we mean. And it's also going to come about by being quiet, not judging the other person, but really having a purpose. I don't see it that way. I want to learn. What are you feeling? What are you thinking? How are you seeing this? And so it takes being quiet. Empty our cup. Did anyone listen this morning? I think we heard. So I would just want to give us a challenge. There's a lot more that could be said on this. A lot more that could be said. But I would just encourage us this week to take some time to listen. Take some time to empty your cup with the Lord. I'd like to encourage every married couple here this morning to take time to listen to your companion. Not for the purpose of correcting, not for the purpose of stirring up something, but for the purpose of, I want to understand and I want to learn. Parents, let's take some time to listen to our children. Anything you want to communicate without nitpicking everything that's said. You understand what I'm saying? Without just nitpicking, well, that wasn't right and that wasn't, but listening for understanding. And I'd like to challenge us with one other thing as I brought out before I sit down. Let's listen to ourselves this week. Listen to not only the words, but listen to the tone. Do you know sometimes a child can respond with, have you ever heard a child, they're told to fix something, it's, I'm sorry. Doesn't that sound nice? I'm sorry. I'm sorry. There's a big difference in what's being communicated there, right? So let's listen. Children, listen to how you're talking to your parents. Listen to the tone you take. You don't get, children, don't get that little short, impatient note with your parents. That's not respectful. You don't talk to your parents that way. Now I'm talking real direct, aren't I? That's not respectful. But husbands and wives, you know, I've caught myself in my tone with my children before. I've had to come back and say, I'm sorry. Because the tone just, the words were right. And it always makes it difficult for a parent because you're not apologizing for correcting them and they needed it and they did wrong and you almost hate to say you're sorry for your tone because you don't want them to think that you're taken away from what you know, that, is that a challenge any other parent has ever had? Please don't leave me stranded by myself up here. But it still pays to listen to ourselves and husbands and wives, strong marriages, listen to yourself. How am I communicating? What am I communicating? And I believe if we would all learn to listen more, relationships with God and with one another would be much stronger. So let's take this challenge and open up not only our ears, but our hearts, that we would learn and that we could go forward and have stronger relationships. Amen.